Actually, calculators have always inspired controversy, with some people seeing them as a helpful tool, but others as a barrier to understanding. Today's innovation could bring those two camps together. It's a calculator that requires users to put in a reasonable estimate before it'll give them the answer. Physicist and inventor Elan Sampson has spent 15 years developing the Karma calculator, spelled Q-A-M-A, and he joins us now from San Diego in California. Hello, Elan.
Hello.
How does your calculator work, then?
Well, essentially, you can key into it any calculation that you would key into a normal, including scientific calculator. But when you press the equal key, nothing happens. The student also needs to put in a reasonable mental estimate, reasonable for the respective task, and only then will the calculator show the accurate result.
And why is there the need for it?
It always disturbed me that students are induced to learn mathematics, to perform mathematics without understanding what they are actually doing, and because there's very little use that they can make of it later. And specifically, I was disturbed by the fact that calculations are essentially made without the use of the head, invariably with calculators. And on the other hand, one can't remove calculators anymore because they are indispensable. There are too many results one can get only from a calculator. So therefore, that required an inventive solution, the calculator which will show the result only after one engages the head too.
Now, it took you 15 years to come up with this. Why so long?
Because in order to achieve the goal of students using it routinely everywhere and all the time, so that it becomes second nature not to calculate without thinking, it was necessary to address correctly the question of how accurate the estimates have to be. And they always have to appear reasonable, which means that very accurate it has to be only for simple calculations, and the more complicated the calculations become, the more generous the tolerances for the estimate. As there are infinitely many types of calculations, each with their respective difficulty level requiring their respective reasonable estimate tolerance, it wasn't even clear whether the thing could be done at all.
Okay, and you've managed to do it at the cost of just $19 or around £12, which is pretty incredible. Can you just, we're running out of time, Elan, but what age group would it most benefit, do you think?
Essentially all age groups. Because for very early ages, the calculator doesn't allow, for very simple calculations like the times table, it doesn't allow any error at all. Mm-hmm. Later, for calculations that can be done manually, like long multiplication, long division, it is beneficial also to do it with a Karma calculator, because when students perform long division, they very often don't understand what they are doing. They're performing a routine, but you cannot estimate without, you cannot estimate by rote.
Okay,
you cannot estimate without seeing it in your head. And later, when you use functions like trigonometry and powers and logarithms, it will simply not give you any result unless the student understands what the functions mean.
We could talk about this for hours, Elan, yep. But we're out of time. Can you just give us the website, please, if people wanted to get hold of one as a last-minute Christmas present?
Yes, it is KamaCalculator.com, Kama, Q-A-M-A, which stands from Quick Approximate Mental Arithmetic, KamaCalculator.com.
Excellent, thank you.
And it is available from there. Everywhere in the world.
Thank you very much, Elan Sampson.